Let's get right back to our program for you on this Friday night. Go down to Australia, say hello to David Oates, and we have a whole, we've got over 60 speech reversals for you. That's where we're kind of splitting the program into two sections tonight. So, David, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I certainly am. How are you this evening, Jeff?
Good, good. You sound loud and clear. Very good connection.
Good, good. Excellent. Excellent.
All right. So, why so many reversals?
Oh, well, my lady in Canada has been working very, very hard. And there's been a lot of interesting new stuff happening in the last couple of weeks. And,
oh, yeah.
So, she's been following all that closely. And I've been doing some little bit of reversals myself. Not as many as I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So most of these were found from my lady in Canada.
Well, you got to let her get some sleep sometimes. This is a lot of work.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, but we've got some good ones.
Right.
Yeah, these got some nice revealing ones.
There are just a word or two to preface this. There are things going on here that we don't have the specifics about, not that we really need the specificity to see what we can see. Even in the corrupt media, we can see changes in major foreign policy and domestic issues that we didn't hear about during the campaign. So we're watching these very, very carefully. This new national security advisor who took over from Flynn, who was sacrificed, McMaster's, is telling people that they should not use the term radical Islam. He said it's not constructive. It turns out he's also counsel on foreign relations. He's a globalist. Now, why would Donald Trump pick someone like that? Or was that man selected for him? Now we don't see Trump saying radical Islam. He doesn't talk about Muslim problems. Things are changing. So let's see what reverse speech has to offer in terms of President Trump after 5 weeks in office. Go ahead, David.
All right. So then I guess we'll get started straight in on Trump. I've got some reversals on Hillary and some others, Netanyahu, Obama.
Now, you know about Hillary. There allegedly are signs popping up in New York City which say Hillary for mayor. And the idea is that she will run for mayor against de Blasio and just blow him away and be right back in the political limelight. So, we'll see.
All right, okay. So let's start off with looking at some reversals on his address to Congress, okay? So,
yeah.
We'll start off with this one forward, and here we go.
Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
Okay, and reversal says, and they damned you well. I wonder what that means. Here we go. And they damned you well. Wow. Almost like, if that's an internal dialogue, if he's talking to himself, then he's telling himself that he's been, what's the word I'm looking for?
He's being penalized by this somehow. They damned him. But who's
right.
They? That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so, that's certainly there. Let's play the reversal again. And they damned you well.
And they damned me well.
And they
damned me well.
I don't hear the D on damned.
No, I was just about to think of that myself. Yeah. It's damned, present tense. Yeah. I'll do it again.
And they damned me well.
Yeah, you're right.
And they damned me well.
All right. I think that he is being subjugated in some way, shape, or form, is what that reversal means.
Very interesting. And that concurs with a lot of my thoughts and observations already. We will see. So is he being hegemonized, subjugated? Otherwise, are his wishes being interpolated correctly, or are they being corrupted? Interesting to think about. That's, we also should point out that whenever we have damage to Jewish cemeteries, there have been a number of cases where Jews themselves have done the damage. And I'm not saying that's what happened this time, but you've always got to be careful when a minority group supposedly suffers from hate crimes that they aren't doing it themselves. This is an old trick, happens all the time. But the Jewish woman in Southern California who was painting swastikas on her garage door and calling the police and complaining. These are old tactics. So it always had to be taken with a grain of salt. Now, if a headstone is simply pushed over, that's one thing. But if a sledgehammer is taken to it, that's another thing. And these were all just pushed over from the report I read. So don't know. But false flag things are all over the place now. Go ahead, David.
All right, next reversal along. Here's the Fords.
A new national pride is sweeping across our nation, and a new surge of optimism is placing impossible dreams firmly within our grasp.
Okay, well, this is a nice congruent reversal. Abuse, see love.
Abuse it out.
Abuse it out.
Yeah, okay.
Abuse it out.
Just
like a casual comment, all right?
Yeah. Abuse, see love. Yeah, transform it. All right. Now we have a reversal on Trump that really raised my eyebrows. And here we go.
How are you doing? How is business? They said that it's good. I asked them further, how are you doing with other countries, mainly international sales?
This reversal says they love Messiah.
Further of Messiah.
Further of Messiah. Further of Messiah.
So that is an interesting reference, and he also uses it again further on.
At our meeting, I asked them, how are you doing? How is business? They said that it's good. I asked them further, how are you doing with other countries?
Okay, and we get the one word, Messiah.
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 So why?
Messiah.
Why is that suddenly appearing in Trump's reversals?
That's two.
And on the same token, there's one in about a month ago that I didn't play on the air at the time because I didn't think it was clear enough, but Jeff, my right-hand man, actually listened to it again today, and he actually heard it differently than when I heard it. Anyway, I'll play it. Here we go.
We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth.
And this one says, now love ourselves, Nero.
Now love ourselves, Nero.
Now love ourselves, Nero.
And again.
Now love ourselves, Nero.
And Nero, it's a metaphor in reverse speech. Corrupt emperor, corrupt leader. He was the emperor of Rome. He fiddled while Rome burned. And it's a metaphor for corruption. And
interesting.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Now, he did mention radical Islam there. He spoke like he used to. But that was before McMaster's came in, remember? This was a month ago or so.
Yeah, that was a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway, so there we go. I'll let your listeners interpret that how they want to interpret it.
Interesting.
I don't like the terms Messiah and Nero. That worries me. All right, so here's the next one. I'll run this forwards.
Our veterans have delivered for this nation, and now we must deliver for them.
And Adolf Hervillen.
Adolf Hervillen.
Wow.
Adolf Hervillen.
Wow.
Adolf Hervillen.
Now, hang on, what's he saying? Thoughts?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Our veterans have delivered for this nation, and now we must deliver for them.
Well, that's a really incongruent reversal. I don't know where these are. This is not the Trump I normally know.
What is he saying in reverse again?
Adolf, as in Adolf Hitler, Hervillen. Adolf Hervillen.
Adolf Herveler.
You hear that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So we've got Adolf, Nero, and Messiah twice.
Wow.
Now these are not something that we've heard from Trump during the campaign. These are different.
Ever? No. Gee, I'm quite shocked. Okay. All right. Let's continue on. Here we go.
Governor Matt Bevin of Kentucky just said Obamacare is failing in his state, the state of Kentucky, and it's unsustainable and collapsing. One third of the counties have only one insurer, and they're losing them fast. They are losing them so fast. They're leaving. And many Americans have no choice at all. There's no choice left. Remember when you were told that you could keep your doctor?
Okay. This reversal is not related to the Fords. Air Force Man is a lie.
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 No, I think he's saying Air Force Man is alive. See if you don't hear a V at the end.
I actually thought I heard the V there. I actually thought I heard a V.
Air Force Man is a lie.
Oh, yeah, there's a V right at the end.
Air Force Man is a lie.
Yeah, right at the end.
Air Force Man is a lie.
So what Air Force Man is alive?
I don't know. Has he put someone new in charge of the Air Force?
No.
He was talking. I saw a speech he gave a couple of days ago about upgrading the Air Force.
Well, he's asking for a $58 billion increase, and I think he also has been asking, Air Force Man is alive. Okay. He's asking for Boeing, I think it was Boeing, or Lockheed, anyway. He wants to upgrade the F-18, and I think he wants to keep the F-16, and he wants to knock the price on the F-35 Turkey way down. The funny thing about the F-35, and I mentioned this last night, is that they've delivered a squadron of them that were purchased by the Israeli Air Force, which of course uses our money to buy anything, so we gave them to the Israelis. And the Israelis have already retooled them and turned them into functional, excellent, radar-evading stealth fighters. So we don't seem to be able to do that, but the Israelis always make something better. So I don't know.
Okay.
Air Force Man is alive. Well, maybe we're not going to cut the... He's cutting $1 billion off the Coast Guard, but the Air Force is to get full funding and keep it alive, move it ahead. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, well, there we go. All right, next one along.
Hopefully, the 250th year for America will see a world that is more peaceful, more just.
Okay, now here he mentions, I'm presuming this is a date, but I'm not sure. Crime Afraid the Fifth.
Crime Afraid the Fifth.
Crime Afraid the Fifth.
And again.
Crime Afraid the Fifth.
If it's a date, then something's going to happen on the 5th of March to do with crime. Maybe they've got raids of illegal immigrants planned or something. But if it's not a date, then it's something else. It's the 5th. I don't know.
Remember that reversal that had him saying that he was going to be killed?
Yes. Yes.
And if you can access that, we should play that tonight.
Oh, yeah. I can get my hands on that real quick. I can do it right now if you like. There was two. There was the sinister tag bullet.
Right.
As well as I shall be killed.
As you know, the war on Donald Trump is unprecedented in American history. You've got Obama now and his alleged wife, and now Valerie Jarrett, all living in the same house, 2 miles from the White House, and they're working clearly with international money, Soros most likely, to plan the overthrow of the Trump presidency. That's what's going on here. It's really out in the open. This is almost blatant treason. It's remarkable. They're staying within the boundaries, but The intent is quite clear. Regime change. That's what they're after.
I can't find that reverse now. I'll find it during a break.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
All right, so let's go. I've got so many Trump reversals. I've got to start organizing them all. There's just hundreds and thousands of them on my computer. So. All right, okay. Next one along. Here we go.
My job is to represent the United States of America.
And here we have another strange reversal. Crime of the states that I need.
Crime of the states that I need.
Or did I need? Let's do it again. Crime of the states that I need, or did I need?
Crime of the states did I need?
I think it's did.
Crime of the states did I need?
Yeah, it's D.
Yeah. So why would he need the crime of the states? Did I need? Did I need what? Did I need this crime? These are totally different reversals on Trump that we've ever seen before.
Exactly, and I don't know what to make of it, but he is reading a prepared speech, we know that, but still the subconscious speaks, as you've made clear forever, clearly through no matter what you're doing. Now, this doesn't sound like, it doesn't sound like the same Trump. These are nebulous, strange, convoluted kinds of, they're odd. They're just not.
They're not easy
and loud and clear like they used to be.
All right, here's the next one.
The country's builders and artists and inventors showed off their wonderful creations.
Okay, nice noble words forwards, but backwards he says, follow shit.
Follow shit.
See, that's.
This is weird.
Incongruent reversal. That's really incongruent. We've never heard incongruent reversals on Trump before.
Forwards, he's saying, so play the forward again, would you?
Yeah, please? Okay. So here's the forwards. Oops, here we go.
The country's builders and artists and inventors showed off their wonderful creations.
Okay. The country's builders, artists, and inventors showed off their wonderful creations. You'd expect to hear an uplifting reversal, you know, they were wonderful or something, but you get exactly the opposite. Follow shit. Exactly the opposite.
I'm not saying that it is, but it certainly sounds like he was bored with the concept he was speaking forwards and was being disrespectful of it. He just didn't care.
Bored of the concept. Listen to the next reversal. Listen to this one. It's ironic you just said that. Here's the next reversal.
We all bleed the same blood.
We all bleed the same blood, and he says he'll bore you.
He'll bore you.
Hear that?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, the script has got him down. He didn't like this part of the speech.
And they said it was his best speech he's ever given. And
Well, I'm not. Okay. You know, those are nice words. A little corny. We all bleed the same blood. Come on, Donald. That is corny, and could have been written much more interestingly. But it does sound like he didn't like that speech. Well, certainly that part of it. I don't know. We need to go further than that. Maybe he just didn't like those words. Not necessarily dismissive of them. Go ahead.
And here's another incongruent reversal. Here's the font.
And we all are made by the same God.
Great noble words, but he says backwards, I'd mess it up. Wow.
This is really bizarre, David. I don't know what else to say. This is not the same Trump.
What has happened to the man? It's not just one reversal, it's every reversal. I didn't realize it was this bad. I knew there was some when I spoke to you on the phone, but I knew it wasn't. I didn't realize it was.
No, this is odd. This is almost, and you can hear the boredom in his voice. Remember, emotions do show subconsciously for you who may be new to this, and they will be apparent in reverse speech. So he does sound bored, and he's speaking like he's bored. And it's almost like he's being trapped and they're reinventing him, and he doesn't like it.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. I'll have a hunt for that.
That is very interesting. And this is a real change in direction that probably isn't a quirk. We'll keep watching it. Be back with more Speech Reversals with David John Oates in just a few minutes. Hang on. David, and hearing some very, I won't say troubling, but certainly they're very interesting reversals from Donald Trump, which strongly suggest, almost dictate, that the man is changing or has changed.
Yeah, we're having some discussions online during the break. These reversals have raised quite a few eyebrows, and everyone's theorizing, people saying, well, he's been subjugated. Is the most common feedback people are thinking.
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. These people who run the world are not about to let Donald Trump or Mickey Mouse step into the White House and actually make changes that they don't approve of. It's not going to happen. They kill people. Remember John Kennedy? They kill people. If people don't play ball, they die. It's very simple. And that's the bottom line.
Something's happened to Trump, something dramatically since, it's in the last 2 weeks, because I did reverses on him on your show a couple of weeks ago, and they weren't like this. This is from his speech just last week.
A year and a half plus of doing this, and I won't say it's 180, but it's probably a 90 to 100 degree change, at least.
You know, here's those two reversals I was looking for, and I shall be killed. Right. That's the first.
You have some great people. Sean Hannity is a great, great person.
And I shall be killed.
And I shall be here.
And I shall be here. And I shall be here.
And then we have sinister tag bullet.
But that means recognizing the right of every country, including our own, to look after its citizens. We would put other countries first. We had people running our country that truly didn't know what the hell they were doing.
And here's reversal sinister tag bullet.
Sinister tag bullet.
Yep, there it is.
Sinister tag bullet. Sinister tag bullet.
Yeah, they're both there.
Eh? Yeah.
Both. These reversals were prior to him being sworn in.
Right.
Prior to him being given a little talk about how the world works. He sounds different. He was obviously demonstrating fear about his safety. And now we have an entirely different tempo, a different tone, a different nuance to everything he's saying, and it's kind of muddy, it's kind of weird, it's
incongruent. It's
totally incongruent. Absolutely. Here's something that ties in a little bit. Here are 11 quick short quotes from Trump's speech to Congress that show undoubtedly that the U.S. economy is in a state of collapse. You can't read these and come up with any other conclusion. All right, number one, quote, 94 million Americans are out of the labor force. How can a country of 320 million sustain that? It can't. Number two, over 43 million people are now living in poverty in America.
incredible.
Number three, over 43 million Americans are on food stamps. Number four, more than one in five people, 20% in their prime working years, aren't working. Number five, we have the worst financial recovery in 65 years, which, in my view, makes it a non-recovery. Number six, in the last 8 years, the past administration has put on more new debt than nearly all of the other presidents combined. Number seven, we've lost more than one-fourth of our manufacturing jobs since NAFTA was approved. Number eight, we've lost 60,000 factories since China joined the World Trade Organization in just 2001. Number nine, our trade deficit in goods with the world last year was nearly $800 billion. That's pushing on toward a trillion. Number 10, Obamacare premiums nationwide have increased by double and triple digits. As an example, Arizona went up 116% last year alone. Number 11, we've spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas while our infrastructure at home has so badly crumbled. And yeah, these are hallmarks of a failed culture, a failed country. And I don't know how you turn these around. Yeah. It's just Obama drove the debt from $13 trillion to $21 trillion in 8 years. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. There you go.
All right. Let's continue on, shall we?
Indeed.
Okay. Next reversal on Trump. This is also from his speech to Congress.
On November 8th, a record. We've saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by bringing down the price of fantastic, and it is a fantastic, new F-35 jet fighter.
Wow. Reversal is I face you, the terror.
I face you, the terror.
And again.
I face you, the terror.
See, that's also incongruent.
It's totally weird, David. It's weird.
It's he's scared. Weird. There's something going on.
Yeah,
there's
no, he's completely upset at the deepest levels. I think, honestly, and I think people who've been writing to you during the program, and many of you listening, we're not ignorant. I mean, he was taken somewhere, and they sat him down, and whoever it was explained to him how the game was played, and that probably shook him up, obviously. When you saw him come out of that meeting with Obama, I go back to that again, 90-minute meeting with Obama at the White House, the first one, it was supposed to be 15 minutes, lasted an hour and a half, and he looked like a man who had just been given a death sentence. Look at the pictures of that meeting. He's hanging his head. He just looks stunned. I'm not saying Obama was the one who told him. There may have been someone else back there. But he's clearly someone who has stepped into something that he didn't understand the full dimensions and dynamics of. Now he does, and he's not happy. He's crushed, yeah. I think.
I think so. All right.
I mean, no, let me say one other thing. This McMaster's, the new national security advisor, Council on Foreign Relations, telling Trump not to use the telling him not to use the expression radical Islam? This isn't Donald Trump. And it just, it's real. It's not encouraging. All right, go ahead.
All right, let's continue on. I had no idea the reversal was this bad. I mean, when I was sorting them through for the show, you know, I'm just really thinking about, sure, are they there? Not what do
right,
they mean.
Right.
And what they mean comes when I really start playing them and sorting them through. Which
well, let me ask you a question about reverse speech. When someone is as incongruent as Trump has suddenly and rather shockingly been tonight. What does that mean, incongruity? I know specifically what it means, but in general terms, what's it mean?
Oh, incongruent, for your conscious and your unconscious to not be in alignment.
Correct, I know that, yes. And so what could have caused that, I guess, is the more specific question. And it had to be a revelation.
Trauma?
That's trauma. Just trauma. Traumatized him, sure.
Trauma, revelatory, something that totally goes against his grain. Anyway, all right, okay, so here's the next one. Let's run this one forward.
And the work that still remains to be done. Recent threats.
I'll miss you.
I will miss you. I will miss you.
Wow.
I will miss you.
Wow. What's he talking about?
I don't know. Maybe that's an extension of they'll kill me or whatever.
I'll miss you. Wow.
Maybe he knows his days are numbered and they're going to drive him out. I don't know. Maybe his subconscious. There's never been anything like this in American history. I don't know in contemporary Western civilization have we seen a political war against a sitting president or a prime minister this thorough, this brutal, this ruthless, this abusive. I mean, it is ugly.
Oh, it is. I'm watching it. It's unbelievable. All right, next one. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President.
Okay, this is the start of his speech. It's a sin, America. Whoa, what a way to start.
It's a sin. It's no merit.
It's a sin. It's no merit.
This is totally opposite to what he
used to
say.
No, this is not Donald Trump.
America.
This is not Donald Trump at all. He actually just seemingly pronounced an opinion, an analysis of the entire speech, the process, the sham of it all, that he's now almost an actor forced into a role that he wants nothing to do with. It's a sin, America.
I'm quite literally stunned.
Yeah.
I want to play that again. Here's the fours right at the start of his speech.
Thank you very much. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President.
And it's a sin, America.
It's a sin. It's no America.
Wow.
It's a sin.
It's no America. Almost like he's apologizing, David.
Yeah, I know. Someone just said to me in Skype, Trump now knows how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow. Wow. What a bunch of reversals. Oh, boy.
Not the same person.
No, not at all. All right, here he is talking about Obama.
Our trade deficit in goods with the world last year was nearly $800 billion.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he's talking about trade deficit last year, implying Obama. And backwards he says he leaves a waste.
Millions of waste.
Millions of waste.
Yeah, there we go.
Millions of waste.
Implying Obama. Yeah, okay. Well, that's a nice congruent reversal. Gee, I'm glad you gave me one, Donald.
Wow.
All right. Well, here he says, miss you again. This is twice. Here it is again.
Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams of our people.
And miss you.
Miss you.
Wow.
Miss you. Miss you.
You hear it, David, the wistfulness in his voice?
I can hear it.
This is like a man whose subconscious already knows what his fate is going to be, and he's almost predicting it or forecasting it. This is not good. Not at all. Wow. And that, first of all, the forward line was just another cornball expression, dumb, and it would leave his subconscious free to ponder and muse about whatever it wants. Just a rather poorly written the speech in places, full of stupid cliches. That was one of them. Play it again, will you?
Miss you, right? So here's the forward.
Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams of our people.
And miss you.
Miss you.
He's not involved.
Miss you. Miss you.
He's not involved in the speech.
No. Agreed.
But yet it came across so well. It was heralded by majority of people as the best speech of his career.
Well, they have a different yardstick than we do. The fire is gone. The purpose, the patriotism, the lust to make America great again, the drive, the energy, the exuberance, the intensity, it's gone.
I'm stunned.
Yeah, I am too. Listen to how he says miss you.
I know.
It's like he's almost crying. Sad.
Yeah. All right. Here we have Russell talking about children.
Every American child should be able to grow up in a safe community.
Okay, well, this is a congruent reversal. Our little babies.
Our little babies.
Of course.
There we go.
Our little babies.
Yeah, nice congruent
reversal. That's two congruent reversals.
All right, here's an incongruent one.
Education is the civil rights issue of our time.
And he says backwards, we shit.
We shit.
We shit.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Where is this man?
Well, he's almost reconciled to it's over. It's done. Yeah. We're shit. We're done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. All right. Here's an interesting one where he uses Obama's name.
Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams of our people.
And he says, the beast, and it use Obama.
The beast, you know, was Obama.
Yes.
The beast, you know, was Obama.
There's your answer, Jeff.
The beast, you know, was Obama.
There's the answer. He's subjugated. He's suddenly seen the beast that used Obama that is now using him. He's thinking about this, is what he's thinking.
Yeah.
He's thinking.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever.
Have you ever seen anything as big a turnaround?
Never. I am literally stunned here. I'm stunned. I'm actually trembling. This is shocking.
Play that one again, would you please?
Yeah, okay. So here's the...
Wasn't that the same as the last one? The same...
Well, I think it was. Hang on. Oh, no, education.
It sounded like the same as... You played it already.
It's a miss you. All right, hang on.
Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams of our people.
And here it is. Where are we?
Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams.
Okay, so
it's just a different location in that forwards. Yeah, two.
Yeah. Okay, the beast and it used Obama.
The beast and it used Obama.
Wow.
The beast and it used Obama.
You know, you hear it. It's all there, David. The beast. The beast, and it used Obama. The D on used is there. It's clear. It's clear. The beast, and it used Obama. Now, where did he... I wish we knew where miss you came in. It must have come in after that. I'm just pondering.
Oh, yeah, I can run the whole lot backwards. Here you go. I'll run it all back.
Before it.
It's
right
before it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's subjugated, and it sounds like, from what we know about reverse speech, it sounds like he's reconciled to failure, to doing what he's told. And that his time may be shorter than he thinks.
Boy, this is going up on YouTube. This interview after the show. Wow, this is.
You might want to put the whole program up with the descriptors too, that we've been discussing.
Yeah, I will. I'll get it all up after the show. Wow. All right, here we have a congruent reversal. Well, it looks congruent. It depends on what he's saying forwards. Here's the forwards.
They're mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, and they leave behind loved ones every day who worry about whether or not they'll come home safe and sound.
Oh, yeah, this is a congruent reversal. Head your vets now.
Head your vets now.
Head your vets now.
It's just you looking after the vets.
Head your vets now.
Right.
Which is congruent with his campaign position.
Well, he's also got that the widow of the Navy SEAL who died in the audience.
Right.
So,
yes, yeah, right. And Okay, this is the last one from the Congress, but I've got some more on him.
Okay.
Okay, so here we have the last one from Congress speech.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength, and it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
My God, look at the reversal. Your villain, he'll be December.
Your villain, he'll be December.
Your villain, he'll be December.
Wow.
Your villain, he'll be
December. That's as incongruous as it gets.
Yes, it certainly is. It certainly is.
You know, I do want to say that listening, and I didn't watch the speech or listen to it, but the clips
I've heard.
Yeah, the clips I've heard tonight, though, maybe they said he was being more presidential, more restrained. I would say this if I hadn't heard any of the reversals. I would say that the man sounds depleted. He doesn't have that energy, that intensity. It's just not there. He's going through the motions. I would give him a C plus, B minus on this speech, on the delivery of it, if I hadn't heard any reversals. That's what my ear tells me. It doesn't sound like he's intense. Doesn't sound like he's really. They say he knocked it out of the park. I don't hear that.
Yeah.
And now the reversals. My goodness. I've been. How long have we known each other? I've never heard anything like this.
No, I've never. 25 years, Jeff.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah. I never have heard anything like this.
No, I'm staggering. I'm staggered. All right, here's a speech he gave to CPAC. These are reversals that I found. I got three.
So, okay.
Here we go. I think this was a couple of days before the Congress. It was just a week ago, anyway.
But they all underestimated the power of the people, you. And the people proved them totally wrong.
Incongruent reversal. They damn us.
Jeez. There's another one.
All right. Oh, look at this one.
Generally speaking, I mean, I can tell you the network. Somebody said, a poll came out. And I say, what network is it? And they'll say a certain, let's not even mention names, right?
And here he says, I make war.
I make war.
I make war.
Yeah, he's making war on the network, on the news media. Sure. Okay. He's fighting them.
Okay. And here we have another one.
Take a look, honestly. Take a look at their polls over the last 2 years. Now, you'd think they'd fire the pollster, right?
I don't know what he means by this reversal. To kill a guest.
To kill a guest.
To kill a guest.
I don't know what that means.
To kill a guest.
I don't either. I couldn't even guess. I'm totally incongruent. Bizarre. But you notice he's much more alive in this speech, his voice, than the congressional speech. And I know people want to be formal and presidential, but he just, there was nothing there. There was nothing going on. And the reversals prove it.
Yeah, well.
Wow. All right, hold on a second. We'll take a break, come right back. This is really an unprecedented program in many ways. I'm just amazed. Now, I've never heard anything like this, and you've done this for 33 years, 34 years.
34 years now.
And, all right, stand by. David and I will be right back. Let's get right back to it on this Friday night with David Oates live from Australia. And really, an unprecedented program. I'll never forget this one. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I'm getting emails in all over the place. Someone says here, Trump's reversals tonight aren't his words. It said his daughter helped him write the speech. It still doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who wrote it. It's not what...
Of course.
The reversals will be his thoughts and his reactions.
Right.
So it's irrelevant. Anyway. All right, let's look at here's a reversal I was going to play at the start of the show. This is one that's come true. This is from his inauguration.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
And I played this on your show before. It says, I'll see you in the lawsuit.
I will see you in the lawsuit. I will see you in the lawsuit.
And we saw that one come true with his executive order restricting immigrants from 7 countries, because the courts ruled against it, and now he's fighting a battle. We saw that come true, that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, here he's talking about human trafficking.
To take a hard look at the resources and personnel that they're currently devoting to this fight.
And he'll look at the lies. I'm not sure what that means.
He'll look at the lies.
He'll look at the lies.
Yeah.
He'll look at the lies.
Oh, well, that's typical Trump, as we've known him to be. He'll look into the corruption.
That's how I
interpret them.
That's what it says.
Is. Yeah. This must be a couple of weeks ago.
You start with really a tremendous amount of energy and blood, sweat and tears. Government can be helpful, but without you, nothing would happen. So, again, I want to thank everybody in this room. It's a very, very terrible problem. It's not talked about enough. People don't know enough about it.
Still on human trafficking, it simply says internet crime.
Internet crime.
Yep. Because it is all over the internet, so
sure.
another congruent.
That's the
reversal.
Primary facilitator of it, sure.
Yeah, exactly right. Here's a rather bizarre one. He's telling a nursery rhyme forwards.
We cannot let people into our country that we don't know who they are, what they are doing, where they are. They have no paperwork. We can't do it. And this is called the snake. A snake. Right? On our way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. Her pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. She wrapped him up all cozy in a curvature of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with honey and some milk. Now she stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite.
I'm not going to play the rest of it. It goes on for a while. The reversal is really weird. He suck Obama's Barry.
He's not Obama's Barry.
I'm not even going to pretend to interpret what that means. It's a really weird reversal on a really weird section of forward speech. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's summed it up. But listen, that's a campaign stump speech. Listen to how energized he was.
Yeah, right.
And the first part of that, when is the last time you heard him? Can you play the first 15 seconds, 10 seconds before he starts the nursery rhyme? And when's the last time you heard him talk about this? About immigrants.
Yeah. Here we go.
We cannot let people into our country that we don't know who they are, what they are doing, where they are. They have no paperwork. We can't do it.
There you go.
And it's called the snake.
Where'd that go? Where'd it go? Gone.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I ever wanted any proof that there is a higher power running our government, running the United States government, then I've got it tonight.
It's the deep state.
Yep, I've got another message here that says he sounds defeated because he's been briefed that he's not in control and he will follow their agenda.
That's it. So, summed up. That's it.
Wow, quite some show. Okay, all right, let's look at a couple of the fake news attacking Trump. is. Fords?
We have a right to know. We absolutely do. And that you call us fake news and put us down like children for asking these questions on behalf of the American people is inconsequential. The people deserve that answer.
And here he says, forsake bad person.
Forsake adversity.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing.
They certainly are.
Here's another one.
It's crazy what we're watching every day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. He keeps repeating ridiculous throwaway lines that are not true at all and sort of avoiding this issue of Russia as if we're some kind of fools for asking the question. Really? Your opposition was hacked and the Russians were responsible for it and your people were on the phone with Russia on the same day it was happening and we're fools for asking the questions?
It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
There it is.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, certainly is. Speaks for itself.
Yeah, it does.
All right, here's a couple on George Bush, who's been in the press the last week or so with his paintings.
Mm-hmm.
I am for an immigration policy that's welcoming and that upholds the law.
That's a very, very dangerous and globalist death to America, ultimately, statement. An open immigration policy. No. No.
And the reversal says all is over.
All is over.
Ah.
There you go.
All is over.
Just what you said.
All is over.
Well, that means the plan is ongoing. It's not going to stop. And they're going to bring these people in here until there is civil war in the streets. They'll leave Americans with their guns, and the whole thing is, we could end up hell on earth here.
Incredible stuff.
Wow. Wow. Play that again, David. That's really important.
Okay, so here's the forward.
I am for an immigration policy that's welcoming and that upholds the law.
Okay, all is over.
All is over.
Wow.
All is over.
What a very...
All is over.
What a very appropriate reversal to play after all the reversal we just heard on Trump, eh?
Indeed. Indeed. Wow.
And how come George Bush is suddenly appearing in the press again right at this time?
He's part of the fabric of the opposition against Trump. They're throwing everything they have at him. I think they'd like him to quit. Now, that would be the easiest way out.
Here's a strange reversal. Here's the forwards. This is on George Bush.
And an independent thinker. And, you know, if he were to recommend a special prosecutor, then it'd have a lot more credibility with me. But I'm really, I've never been a lawyer. I'm not sure the right avenue to take. I am sure, though, that question needs to be answered.
And he says, Canada leak.
Canada leak.
Canada leak.
What?
Canada leak.
Canada what? I can't hear it.
Leak. Well, she says leak, but I'm not sure. I think it's lick, L-I-C-K.
Canada.
I don't hear an L.
It's not clear.
I hear Canada, but that's all.
Yeah, I hear Canada. That's all. All right, Hillary Clinton's back on the scene. Here's some couple reversals on her.
And I'll be right there with you every step of the way. God bless you, and God bless America.
The backwards sell God.
Sell God.
Oh, yeah.
Sell God.
Sell God.
She'd sell her grandmother.
All right, here's Hillary again.
Now, as Democrats, we have diverse views and backgrounds.
And she says, so we serve it.
So we serve it.
Yeah.
So we serve it.
Nice reverse on Hillary.
So we serve it.
Don't let anyone say I'm biased. Every time I post a bad reversal and so on, I get people tell me I'm biased. Can't say I'm biased biased about Trump after this program.
No.
Next one on the Hillary.
Not a chance.
That resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party.
And here she says, you fell.
You fell.
You fell.
She did too.
You fell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time. And here she is again.
Thanks as well to Donna and the DNC leadership and to the outstanding bench of Democrats stepping up to lead us forward.
And she says, you're wolf sad.
You're wolf sad.
Yeah.
Pure world set.
Yeah, she took that defeat very difficultly.
Yeah, well,
wasn't easy.
She's wanted to be present all her life, you know. So.
Her wolf is sad.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking for this. I'm going to try and opt to go up here and do a search. I've checked a couple sites, but I want to read more about this. It's very interesting. It came quickly, too. I'm surprised. Yeah. They must
well,
have
we had that reversal of Trump that I was trying to find before the show where he said forwards he wasn't going to take action, but backwards he said he would take quite decisive action. And I played the reverse on your show, and I can't find it. I was looking for it before the show. Couldn't find it. Anyway. All right. Here's a couple on Netanyahu, and he's talking about ICBMs from Iran hitting America.
They say everything is a settlement. Tel Aviv is a settlement. Jerusalem is a settlement. Haifa is a settlement. You have to get rid of everything.
And the Jews bless us of evil. Wow.
The Muslim blesses of evil. The Muslim blesses of evil.
Well, that's totally congruent. That's who they are. And I'm not saying all of them. I'm talking about the Zionist Khazarians that run Israel for the Rothschilds. Yep. They are evil, and I don't think many people would disagree with that.
It's resolved to fight this common.
And here he is, the description says, tries to drag Trump into attacking Iran, okay?
Against these twin threats, and they say, well, there's one country in the region that's powerful, that's determined, that's resolved to fight this common enemy, and that's Israel. So they don't view us anymore as their enemy, but increasingly they see us as their ally against a common threat.
And here he says, the markets named it Allah.
Can the markets name it Allah?
I'll be bothered.
Can the markets name it Allah? Can the markets name it Allah?
Well, he's just got Muslims on his mind, that's all I can say.
Sure.
Don't know. One more, then I've got to play a couple on Rosie O'Donnell. They're really funny. Okay, so here we have one more on Netanyahu.
Now they're going to build ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missiles that can reach the United States and have the multiple warheads to do that? That's horrible. It's dangerous for America, dangerous for Israel, dangerous for the Arabs. Everybody now understands it. And there's an American president who understands it. And we're talking about what to do about this common threat.
And reversal says, by losing it, we're losing it.
By losing it, we're losing it.
Wow. They're losing a battle of some description by the Mossad. Something Mossad's doing with Iran that they're not having success with is what that reversal means. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You can bet your bottom dollar they're doing everything they possibly can to subvert that country. Any way, any fashion, anyhow.
Yeah. Here's that reverse again. Spy losing it, we're losing it.
Yes, all there.
This it sounds like there's no hope to reverse that either. It's like a done deal.
It does sound that way. This is a really disturbing show, Jeff. I hope you're going to post this one up on your site.
Oh,
this
yeah, is, of course.
Yeah, this is a really disturbing show. All right, I want to play you a couple of reversals on Rosie O'Donnell. This reversal here had me in stitches. It's the way it sounds. Okay, she's attacking Donald Trump.
I'm here with you because we the people will get him out.
We the people will get him out. Backwards, she says, splat my head. But listen to the way she says it.
Splat my head.
That is funny. That is hilarious, all right. That's funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just the way it sounds. Because I love the way, you know, look, I always play my reversals, or always play my clients their reversals. You have to hear them. You can't just read them. You know, you got to hear the intonation and the emotion behind them. And they're really quite funny, some of them. And here's another one on Rosie O'Donnell attacking Trump.
The President of the United States has been accused of rape many, many times. Report that, newspaper. That's the fact, Jack. That's how we're going to go from now on, down and dirty like Donald Trump.
I don't know what she means by this, but she says backwards, God's helper.
God's helper. God's helper.
Unless she's saying God help her.
God's helper. God's helper.
Oh, no, there's an S in there.
Yeah, there is an S.
No, God's she's talking helper. About herself. She's delusional.
Yeah, that's how I interpret that. Yeah, that's how I interpret that. Yep, okay. All right, okay, let's have a look. Where will I go to next? I've got so many of them here. Okay, here's someone, the Lord's Rothschild, on the Balfour Declaration, Creation of Israel. Oh, okay, here we go. Rothschild's worth $500 trillion. Here we go.
And then you have the bit that nothing that's to be done should in any way harm the Arab community. But you come back to the big point, which is that this is perhaps the greatest event in Jewish life for thousands of years. And it's a miracle that it took place.
Oh, he's talking about the creation of Israel. Huh. Wonder when this one's. I thought this was a recent speech. Huh.
Who is that talking?
Lord Rothschild on the Balfour Declaration.
Uh-huh.
I'm not too sure what this is all about. I thought this was a speech done recently. Can you message me, my lady in Canada? Let me know what this is all about. Okay, reversal is business offered. They are Jews, must never cease.
Business offered. They are Jews, must never cease.
Wow.
Business offered.
Well, that, yeah.
They are Jews, must never cease.
It's very clear. Yeah. Jacob that's Rothschild.
Yeah, that's their arrogance.
Yeah.
Jews run the world. Speech. Never cease.
Yeah, that's what that's all about. Okay, here it is again. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, the business opportunities of the Jews run the world. Yeah, okay. All right. And here we have, that's Netanyahu. Where are we? Here we go.
Genuinely, it's one of the most extraordinary moments in the history of the Jewish people. If you think it took 3,000 years to get to this. And then you say, how did this miracle happen? It's the most incredible piece of opportunism.
I won't play the whole lot. Back reversal says, I see the word Shiva.
I see the word Shiva.
Wow.
I see the word Shiva.
Shiva's a fairly common metaphor in reverse speech. It's a Hindu god. But someone told me it has something to do with Israel as well. I really don't know about the connection on that. And here we have another one.
And then you have the bit that nothing that's to be done should in any way harm the Arab community. But you come back to the big point, which is that this is perhaps the greatest event in Jewish life for thousands of years.
Oh, we just played that. We fond of David, and that would be King David of Israel, of course. We fond of David.
We fond of David.
Yeah.
We fond of David.
Wow.
We fond of David.
Very pro-Israel speech. Definitely. Okay. All right. All right, let me see. Got so many here. Here's a couple on people trapped in the cars in California flood.
Huh.
Oh, well, that was nothing. Hang on, I'm sorry. We'll try again.
Reverse.
Please. Oh, I doubt you'll hear this. Be careful. Oh, yeah, the reverse is clearer than the forwards. Be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you hear the windshield wipers going, too.
Hey?
Yeah, that's clear. Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, David, okay. I don't know what to say except, wow, I'll have this program put up on the site. I'll send you the full audio as well. But congratulations. I don't know. It's a marvel what reverse speech can do and show if it's in the right hands. And what we've seen tonight is shocking. Shocking.
Yep.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. See ya.
Okay.
See you
soon. Good night. All right. Well, that's a pretty amazing way to wrap up another week. And we will do that and be right back with you Monday. Of course, the best of on Sunday, and I'll run this most likely. And we'll put this up as a YouTube video as well. All right. Thank you. Take care. Be well. And we'll talk soon.